So it is long past time for us to question, to closely scrutinize the genesis of all the ideologies of division with which we the people are indoctrinated. The story of class is the story of our being manipulated, played by some faction of power or another, all, however, operating with the same assumptions of their inherent superiority. While we never get to see the source of our manufactured mutual antipathies. Continuing with chapter 16, wartime choices. In an effort to categorize the population of Europe, the Nazis insisted on issuing everyone with identity cards, colored according to ethnicity. They created vast bureaucracies to classify entire populations by race. In Poland, for example, a racial hierarchy was devised which put Reich Germans at the top, ethnic Germans next, then privileged minorities such as Ukrainians, followed by Poles, Gypsies, and Jews. The classifications didn't stop there. Ethnic Germans, for example, were broken down into further subcategories. Those who were so pure that they were eligible to join the Nazi Party. Those who were then pure enough for Reich citizenship. And then those who were tainted by Polish blood or Polish influences. And my interjection, let's pause again and ponder this matter of purity of the blood of which Hitler was so fixated. In For Your Own Good, Alice Miller writes, the example of Hitler's childhood allows us to study the genesis of a hatred whose consequences caused the suffering of millions. On the basis of available documents, we can easily gain an impression of the atmosphere in which Adolf Hitler grew up. The family structure could well be characterized as the prototype of a totalitarian regime. And, you know what? We're running low on time. So we're going to begin this. We're going to go more deeply in this issue of purity of the blood as we learn in reading For Your Own Good. Hitler's grandfather was Jewish. And for those of us who've thought about it, the notion of the co-founder of the Nazi Party, membership in which required purity of the blood, the notion that this co-founder possessed Jewish blood is not a surprise, is it? It's an expected dynamic. This motivation called fear of not being good enough. A motivation that is inherent in the logic of class. We'll continue this discussion next week. And until then, peace.